Francisco.
Yes, sir. Miss Quill calling.
Who?
Miss Quill, the chief operator.
Okay.
Ruth Quill. Go ahead, please.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
The boss is coming back tomorrow.
Oh, is he?
I don't know what time.
Uh-huh. So
I didn't know whether you want to stay up or you want to go back or just what.
Yes. I guess we better stay.
Okay.
Do you know what time?
No, I don't have any idea.
Will we have to be on the job at 8 o'clock in the morning?
If I was you, I'd sleep in.
Oh, would you?
I'll give you a call when I find out when he's coming up.
Uh-huh.
And you might want to call your boss tomorrow and see if he should come home or what, because I think he's coming up by himself.
Oh,
it seems ridiculous for you all to be here with him here by himself.
Yes, I see. So you think I ought to check with my boss to find out?
Yeah, I would, you know. Unless you just want to stay up, and we'll welcome you.
Well, who is it that says whether we should come or not?
Mr. Butterfield's the only one I know.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because I never can find out, and the aide never knows.
No, and I don't know, you know. She just tells me, the girls that are coming, who's going to come.
So,
it was a funny thing. Bernie said, suppose he comes back tomorrow, and, you know, we're still here.
Yeah.
So, would you give me a ring?
Yes, I'll give you a ring in the morning when I find out.
Uh-huh. Okay, and...
And if you get up and you don't know anything, well, you can always just pick up the phone and ask for me and...
Uh-huh. What time are you on the job?
Me?
Uh-huh.
24 hours a day.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I'll be up by 7 o'clock.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good dinner, then.